USDA's annual Outlook Forum. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With spring planting set to begin this month, farmers are as optimistic as they have been in years, and all signals point to more farm prosperity in the next few years as well. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
I think the next couple of years for agriculture look very promising.
The Assessment of Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins, he told the USDA's Outlook Forum Thursday.
The overall financial condition of U.S. farmers is expected to remain solid in 2007 and beyond.
But even with very high crop prices, good export demand, net farm income for farmers this year will only just top last season.
But both crop and livestock receipts are expected to be record high this year. Amazingly, $16 billion more than last year.
The high costs for fuel and feed and low government payments are the things Collins says are keeping farm profits from growing at that same rate as receipts. Nonetheless, Collins told the forum that for the ag industry,
with strong food and fuel demand, the prospects look pretty bright.
In Washington, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And part of the reason for farmers being so optimistic is the rising demand for corn and soybeans going into the production of biofuels. President and CEO of Archer Daniels Midland, Patricia Wart, says they are planning on increasing their production of both.
Clearly, many share our view that corn ethanol, along with biodiesel, will continue to account for a significant percentage of biofuels for years to come. And at ADM, we're working to continue to build that future. We are investing about $2.5 billion in new facilities, the two ethanol plants. We're also building two new biodiesel plants here in the U.S., already the largest, but we're adding to that capacity as well.
A positive outlook for farmers across the nation. Have a great day and see you Monday on the TRN.